You know, there obviously were some bumps in the road over the last week or so, and understandably, because Huckabee has gone from the longest of long shots to now, one could say, perhaps the front runner in this race, the foreign policy
mistakes.
Well,
Chris, there are also,
Let me just ask the question, and then you can answer it, sir.
Go ahead and ask the question, I'll be happy to answer it.
Okay. You know,
all of you, Chris, all of you guys sat there and said...
Well, and also the negative ad that you, made and then pulled. The question I'm just asking is, have you learned anything from those, and will he be a more effective campaigner down the road?
We learn that the wise men who sit like you do and others and basically say a guy like Mike Huckabee doesn't have a snowball's chance in heck can still go out to the public and make their case. So all the wisdom doesn't live in Washington, and all the wisdom doesn't live in the press corps. We're very grateful for you giving us the opportunity to go talk to the public, but the public is ultimately who gets to make the decisions.
Let me just say, Ed, I can be accused of a lot of things, but we've had Mike Huckabee, and he's been happy enough to come on Fox News Sunday many times. We have been reporting his story every step of the way.
We're very grateful for you giving us the opportunity to take our message across the country.
Ed, thank you so much. Congratulations again tonight.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.